Afternoon, everybody. First thing I want to do is thank our fans for last Sunday. That's the loudest that stadium's ever been. They were incredible. The support they've given us all year has been outstanding, so I was glad we were able to pull it out for our fans and, you know, our organization and everybody that loves the Vikings. So it was a great afternoon. It turned out great for us, and I'm real proud of the way our team responded, and some of the things we did on special teams were good, and some of the things we got to get corrected, and now we're obviously moving on. Yep, I knew that was coming. That was a good question. No, it was nothing New Orleans did. It was an easy scheme, and they're pretty good on punt rush, as is Philadelphia. So we've been working on that this week. We had a guy go the wrong way, to be honest with you. It's never happened. It's a pretty simple explanation. You just went the wrong way, and that can't happen again. So obviously, it's something we've worked on this week, and we'll continue to work on tomorrow and talk about it on Saturday. We're not going to be overly concerned with it because it was just a major mistake, but it was a mistake that he can easily correct. So we're just going to move on from there.
Does that have anything to do with the new long snapper?
It might. I don't want to. Right. Just want to keep it at that. But yeah, we've got it corrected, and we've moved on, and we just got to go out and do our job and execute. Because up until that point, we'd been playing outstanding. You know, we did miss a field goal at the end of the first half, but we made three kicks in the first half, two PATs and a field goal. We had a great punt return to start start the game off. We put our offense in great field position. We pinned our opponent inside the 23 times, twice on punt, once on kickoff. And, you know, I was really proud of the way Kai responded. Our field goal team responded in the fourth quarter, made two 49-yarders. One was because they threw the challenge flag, so, he hit it but didn't count. Came back and stroked the next one after a long delay, and that 53-yarder with a minute and a half to go was outstanding. So I was real proud of our field goal team, Kai, you know, our snapper, holder, kicker, everybody.
What's your philosophy on kickers going out? Like, do you talk to them a bunch before they go out for a potential game winner?
Kai doesn't need to be talked to. He knows what the deal is. All I tell, usually if I do talk to him, is say, take a deep breath, relax, do your job, and keep your head down, follow through. Might be something else I might say to him, but there's not a lot of discussion going on. He's been doing this a long time, and he's a pro, and he gets it. He understands the magnitude of the situation, and he went out and did a great job for us.
On the one more thing on the punt, on TV they speculated that the outside rush might have forced Ryan to move it, a little bit towards the guy who actually blocked it. Is that the case at all?
No, we didn't do great on the outside either. No, that's a good question. We didn't do a very good job of protection on that side either, but he was going that way anyway.
Okay.
So it was a directional right punt.
So
we were going that way. He was turning that way anyway.
Okay.
We went the wrong way in protection and made a big mistake, and that can't happen again.
Okay.
Special teams can win or lose you any game, but do you feel like that's especially true when you get a matchup like this where it's two of the top defenses in the league?
Yeah, I think anytime you play good defense, good offense, another good football team, it does come down to field position. I know we talk about it all the time with our guys. We talk about complementary football. Like, you know, I told Monday in the meeting, special teams meeting, you know, we start the game with a touchback. Our defense forces a three and out. We get a punt return to the 45. We go down and score 7-0. I mean, that's how you play the game right there. And then good teams do that, and we need to do that on Sunday to help our team win.
How much yardage do you think you needed on the final play to give Kai a shot?
I think it would have been right around, if Diggsy would have gone out of bounds, I think it would have been around the 40, or wait, 30 maybe?
35.
Was it 34? That would have been a 52-yarder, so that would have been good. I mean, of course, you're going to have to try because there's no other time left. But, you know, I felt pretty comfortable 55 and in because he had hit a 60-yarder in pregame. He had missed one and made one in pregame. And of course, indoors, you know, it's great conditions. So I felt pretty confident. He had been hitting the ball well all day.
You ever seen a play where two punters are on the field at the same time?
No, I have not. And as long as it's in our favor, we can do that one again at anytime they want.
You've seen that with everything that's gone on with Morstead, right?
Yeah. I mean, yes. Yeah.
Do you like know Thomas. Him personally?
I do. He's a good man. He's a great punter. He's a great ambassador for the game. I'm glad people are helping his cause. I think it's a great foundation that he has. I've looked into it just a little bit. But he's a fine punter, fine young man, and I'm glad people are helping him out. I think it's a great thing the fans are doing that.
Did you have a split second where you were kind of wondering why Diggs didn't step out of bounds? Or
I was yelling out of bounds. I was probably me and a lot of other people, but I was like, get out of bounds. Oh, no, score. Yeah. So, for a split second, I was hoping. Then, of course, we were all in shock, and the place was obviously deafening after that. It was fun. All right, guys, thanks a lot. Let's do this again next week, all right?
Just keep doing it.